Wave Sound Audiobooks presents The Wrong Callahan by Carly Lane, narrated by Mel Stewart. Chapter 1. Lincoln Callahan pulled the car over to the side of the road and turned off the engine as he stared at the sign on the front gate. Stringy Bark Creek. Paddocks stretched out in front of him as far as the eye could see, and in the distance loomed the mountain range, casting its afternoon shadows over the valley. This was his home. Stringy Bark Creek, which was situated outside Rankin Springs in the dry heartland of the New South Wales Riverina, had been in his family for 5 generations. He came from farmers, hard-working, salt-of-the-earth people who'd carved this property from the bush. Their blood, sweat and tears had been the soil from which the crops and cattle had grown for 130 years. Lincoln could have flown from Brisbane to Griffith and hired a car, or even asked his parents to pick him up from the airport, but he'd needed the solitude of the long drive. It was late November, and already the heat was unbearable. It wasn't Afghanistan unbearable, but it was bloody hot all the same. Summer was just around the corner, and he knew it was only going to get worse. He rolled down his window and felt the cold air rush out, to be replaced by the oven-like heat from outside. A crow let out a dismal cry somewhere nearby, and in the distance he could hear cattle. But other than that, there was only the rustle of the long grass and the buzz of insects. Lincoln slowly leaned forward and turned the ignition. He always got an anxious rush of adrenaline as he drove through these gates. Part of it was excitement to be back home, but another part was knowing what was to come. His parents always made a fuss about his career in the army. He had to admit that this used to make him puff his chest out just a little. Praise from your dad was always a big deal, no matter how old you were. It was not what he needed now, though. He craved only peace and quiet. He didn't want to be reminded of his work while he was here. He wanted to be plain old Link. He wanted to do everyday farming jobs, the stuff he never thought he'd miss, but did. The stuff that his younger brother, Griffin, thought he was mad for volunteering to do when he was home on leave. He missed this place when he was away, which was weird, considering he couldn't wait to get away from it when he was younger. His heart had never been in farming the way Griff's was.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?